Bez Hashem, we're learning Shari Tshuva and Shar Aleph, Ois Yud Aleph, Shir number 19. We're discussing the approach of first Aziva Sachet and then Charata. Even though Rabbi Yoina starts off the principles of Tshuva by saying first, a person has to have Charata, he has to have remorse, he has to have regret, he has to feel bad for what he did wrong. That's the first step of Tshuva. We said that's by a person who is not a habitual offender. That's a person who the Yetzirah attacked him, and the individual let the Yetzirah get the best of him. And he fell prey, and he listened to the Yetzirah, but he doesn't do Averis on a regular basis. But the person who does Averis on a regular basis, the person who's already in this trap, and is trapped in this net of the Yetzirah, in this web of the Yetzirah, so such a person first has to have a Ziva Sachet. The first principle for this person is a Ziva Sachet. He has to leave the Chet behind. He has to stop doing what he's doing wrong. And then, of course, Charata. Now, even by a Ziva Sachet, we mentioned yesterday that there has to be, by a Ziva Sachet, there has to be a level of Charata, of remorse, of regret, of feeling bad. If not, he won't even come to be oizev the chait, to leave, to stop doing what he's doing wrong. Ramchal now gives a mashal. Why is it that the person has to first focus on aziv as a chait when he's continuously doing something wrong? A person who's holding a sheretz is one of the tamidika creatures. Look in the first Mishnah in Kalim, which you've learned. And it discusses the sheretz is tamei, the avatuma. So the person's holding the sheretz, and he goes into the mikvah to become tar. As you all know, as we all know, it's not going to work. He's going to stay, he's going to remain in that state of impurity, of tumah. The person has to first let go of the sheretz. He has to let go of the sheretz. And then he could go into the mikvah. And that the person is holding on to that sheretz. The person is still doing that veira, as we'll see. And he's going into the mikvah. He still remains in a state of tumah. The tumah remains on him. And tvila does not help anything. Continues Rabbeinu Yoina. When a person forsakes stops this avera, aziwes machsheves hachet, he stops the machshava, the thought of this chait. It's like he's throwing away the sheretz. V'hacharata, what's the charata? V'asher chata v'havidui v'atfilo b'mokom atvila. So he's comparing the regret is now this confession, the vidui, which we didn't discuss yet in depth yet. We just mentioned it a little. The person has to confess what he did wrong. And the tefillah, the prayer, the word sounds like tefillah, not by chance, the immersing of his body into the mikvah is like his confession and his tefillah and his davening. So Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us that a person cannot be toivel, cannot go to the mikvah when he still has the chait inside of him. He has to be oizev the chait. He has to stop doing the wrong thing. Each person knows what he's doing in life. He has to stop doing the wrong thing. The truth is, there are times people don't know what they're doing wrong because they don't even know what's right or wrong. That's why a person has to learn what the mitzvahs are. He has to learn the Torah. I just want to point something out over here. It's a psychological approach to tshuva, of how the Yetzirah sometimes we think we're doing a mitzvah, but yet the Yetzirah really is camouflaging it, and he really has us where he wants us to be. Let me explain. We're discussing over here about a person who is Tevel v'sheretz biyadai. You have people who will be Tevel v'sheretz biyadai. They'll go to the mikvah, and they're holding on to the tumah still. Person is thinking to himself, he's doing a tshuva. He's thinking to himself, he's purifying himself. To some degree, such an individual is even worse than not being Tevel. They're not going to the mikvah. Let me explain. The person who doesn't go to the mikvah, the person who is not Tevel, the person who's still doing that Veira, he knows he's not doing tshuva. But the person who's Tevel, the person who's going to think he's doing tshuva, but he's still holding on to the chait. The Yitzhara tells this person, you did tshuva. You did tshuva. But did he really do tshuva? But then it says very clearly he did not do tshuva. He's Tevel v'sheretz biyadai. So there's, to some degree, it's even worse for this individual to continue his way of life of pretending to himself that he did do tshuva.